Supplies last.
Oh, no. My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right. Now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Good Saturday morning to Attica, Keota, Pleasantville, and all of Southern Iowa. Your daytime high for the day is at 32, with mostly sunny skies to bring it to the overnight, with mostly clear skies, the low around 22. For your Sunday, skies will be mostly sunny with a high of 42, to bring it to your overnight with mostly cloudy skies, with a temperature around 38, with mostly sunny skies for your Monday.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ah, yes, indeed. Here we are. Are you ready, Jacob Briggs? He's got to get his mic on to make sure he's ready.
I think so.
All right. He doesn't know who he's ready yet for. Are you ready for a fast hour, folks? Buckle them up. We're going to go for a ride here this morning. The Saturday before Christmas. You know, I don't know about this midweek Christmas deal. You know, I think it's great and all, but you know, I guess it gave us another weekend for, probably don't get any more weekends. You just a couple days here on the weekend to go shopping and get ready for old St. Nick to drop down that chimney and, boy, beautiful day. And I, you know, the bad news, that is the good news to me. There's a couple of things. Let's throw them out on the table right now. Right? This is the opening. This is what we call the monologue. Some people have a monologue. We go along. We're going to talk with our coaches, so you're going to want to stay here. Coach Archer will stop by. Coach Dykes, we're going to join her. She is in Alabama right now getting ready for her family Christmas. And then we're going to talk with Coach Helm. We're going to get all the coaches, but Coach Owens right now, the whistle just went off, and they're underway wrestling in a tournament in Pleasantville. So we're going to get those coaches, but Jacob, the good news, and in the good news is for some is not such good news. The good news is that when I look at that weather forecast that you were reading to us, if we just scroll a little further on ahead, we see that the probability of a white Christmas is looking pretty meek. And that,
yes,
for some, is not such good news. But for this guy who only likes snow on pitchers, not bad news. I think the temperature is going to be in the mid-40s and maybe even into the low 50s, do we dare say.
Yeah, Christmas Day, it will be mostly cloudy, but the high is around 40. And then... yeah, so overall, good forecast.
So not a bad forecast. If I was Santa Claus and I had to go around the world in a sleigh, I think I'd you know, and the world's coolest convertible, right? I had my red coat on yesterday. You know, I was thinking, man, you know, could you imagine being Santa Claus?
I could not.
No, you'd be everywhere in no time at all.
Yeah.
That I need to be like Santa Claus because that's the way my life has been here, buddy. Well, that was some good news and bad news. And here's some other good news that's good news, bad news. Bad news? Today is the shortest day of the year. Now, would you like the good news? Because when I told my daughter that, her face smiled and we looked at each other and we think alike, don't we, Dad? I said, yep. Because every day's getting longer now. So we're past today. It's a good day. And a bad day. Bad day, shortest day of the year. With some sun outside, so we'll get a little more sun than we have. And sun always makes things a little bit warmer and a little bit brighter. And now, every day, those days are going to get a little bit longer. Good. Yeah. You look at that. You want to see the perplexed face that Jacob Riggs is posing right now. He's perplexed because he wasn't sure that when he pushed that button for the show intro to start that I was going to slide into the seat. You know, did you get that feeling most Christmas mornings? Man, I don't know if he's gonna. Was I on the right side or left side of that list? And I'm not sure which side I should have been on. But there's something about this naughty or nice, and I don't know if that guy's gonna slide down that chimney or not. And I come sliding in here, and Jacob. Were you getting nervous?
Got getting close.
We've had a few close calls over the years. If you've hung out with me enough, you know my sleigh comes in sideways.
Yeah.
You don't want me on those new shingles on your roof sliding in with my sleigh. Let's just say that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know one of the things I'm going to challenge you with? We'll have some time at the end of the hour. That is kind of my goal because I just wanted to engage with you. I still have a little bit of a Christmas cookie on the side of my chin. Well, I'm saving that for later. All right. I'm not sharing, though, Jacob, so get that out of your head. So here's what I want you to do. You know, we come from different generations. Mm-hmm. Jacob, actually, I think you're nearly the same age as my daughter, so technically you could be my son. Now, that wasn't to start rumors out there. Melanie is way too bright. The point I'm making is that we come from different generations of experience with Christmas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I would like to dance inside your head, and I was thinking about some of the great Christmas gifts I have been given. I think about some of the toys. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're going to go from the less sentimental side, because I found Christmas to be far more sentimental and far more reaching into the soul than it ever has been into, the toys and gifts that I've received. But, you know, as I see some of the ads or the lack of, mm-hmm. and I was went shopping with my daughter yesterday. She was going to go shopping with her dad. I was looking forward to it very, very much. A few years back, we went to the mall in Ottumwa, and I was a little sad. And most of my generation might get this. We'll get this, I promise you. We pull in, and I realized there was very few people there. And there was very few shopping opportunities. And for some, you'd say, well, you've lost the opportunity to have things to go buy in a store. Mm-hmm. And places to go buy things. All true. But what was lost is this thing that we call community. You know, one of the things I absolutely enjoyed about Christmas, and although at times my wife and I would be frantic because time is very short, mm-hmm. and you have to go, you're wanting to get the right gifts and you're traveling everywhere to get, but this time you spend together. And going Christmas shopping was an experience. And, that gets lost on a computer screen.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, you have access to all kinds of stuff, mm-hmm. and oftentimes maybe even less prices, but... you lose that. Well, yesterday, I mentioned that to her, and that's probably right around the time of COVID, you know, right after COVID, and things really changed, no doubt about that for all of us. But losing that ability—that's why you know going around to small town shops, you know, you walk in and people are friendly, and you get to explore, and it's sometimes you come away with stuff. But you always come away with experience. And I will tell you in life, the boxes that we have thrown into the dumpster, which probably been as equal to the toys my grandkids will receive in terms of what they would play with, that is a truth. All too often we pull out the gifts and we're recycling them less than a month away, or and trying to find a place to put them. But an experience, time together, those are in boxes that stay wrapped in your life forever. I like those kind of boxes. And but I am curious because I was standing there at the counter and, I've asked my kids and my wife, hey, what would you like for Christmas? Not that I'm going to chase that down, but to get in their mind of the things that maybe they're thinking about. And I try to find gifts that, are valuable, but valuable maybe in different ways. And those are the hard ones to find. Those are the ones you explore to get. Right?
You bet.
And so I would, and standing in the line, I was showing the guy the counter, and I will not disclose because there's a small chance that my family's listening, outside my mother, who I know is listening. That's a weird thing that parents do, is that we actually really love our kids, even when they're nitwits and say things on the radio that make no sense at all and probably embarrass most people. But I showed him a picture on my phone, and he said, you know, remember the days of getting the Sears catalog and circling everything?
I do remember that with when Kmart was still in business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it was causing me to pause again and ponder on the things of value. But yesterday my daughter, at 7 o'clock in the morning, my phone was starting to ring, and I've been in Nut Central. That was how my life has been during these last several months with my business, which is all good. My family knows how much I love trying to help other people. And I didn't, well, that sounded like, that sounded weird. But boy, come on, Jacob, how many times have I been talking on this radio that you've looked at me and said that? Yep, that just sounded weird. We were going to leave very early in the morning and then spend the day. And so then she ended up spending most of the day with me traveling and seeing people that needed some help and things done. And probably around 3 o'clock, we finally left to go all the way from Leon, Iowa. Sometimes you just go where you need to go to do the things you need to do. And I got some of the best rewards yesterday. I got big old hugs from people that needed help, and that's good stuff. But I want to dig into your mind of those great gifts, maybe those toys that are hard to find. And we're going to do a generational compare. See if you remember some of the things that I'm going to throw out. Well, you won't remember them, but you'll have to. Do you know about them? We'll find out. But we got to talk some basketball. Unbelievable. Did you look at those standings, Jacob Riggs?
It's been a minute since I've seen the standings.
But I'm going to tell you right now, brother. There's chronology is a great thing when you begin with an A for your team in the beginning of a season because it puts you at the top. It's staying there that's difficult to do. Right now, we got a couple of teams that are at the top, and it's not because of chronology. It's because of the round ball is going through the basket, and they're playing some amazing defense. We're going to talk with Coach Archer when we come back, looking at the point differential between Albion and its opponents. 30 points a game. That's some words that Kevin Archer won't talk about, and that's called domination. When we come back, and we're going to tease you with some music. I'm going to tell you, folks, I love Christmas music. And this group right here, the Casting Crowns, or King and Country, I'm sorry, Baby Boy, just listen to the lyrics.
About your sorrows, I'll tell you about a cure. If you told me you can't fight the battle, there's a baby boy who won the war. The war was won by a baby boy.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Anna Siva, Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. As we wrap up another year, it's a great time to reflect on what makes CVC unique and how being a cooperative truly sets us apart from other utility providers. CVC is owned by you, our members, and exists solely to serve your needs. We offer financial benefits such as capital credits, we support our local communities through Operation Roundup, and with us, every member has a voice and every vote counts equally. CVC wishes you and your family a wonderful holiday season and a bright new year.
Let's talk cows. No, I'm not a farmer, but I do know insurance. I'm Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. Farm and ranch coverage protects both you personally and commercially while covering your machinery, livestock, claims, and lawsuits resulting from personal injury or property damage due to accidents. I'm Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. And while I may no longer be a farmer or have a ranch, I sure know how to make sure to keep yours with the correct coverage.
For the Iowa Lottery's Winning Minute.
We often hear from players who love to give lottery tickets as gifts for the holidays.
And we're all for having fun and enjoying the holiday spirit. But remember that it's best to give lottery tickets to the adults on your list.
In Iowa, you must be at least 21 years old to buy lottery tickets. And we have always considered our product something to be purchased by adults for adults.
When you're making your list and checking it twice, please consider each person's age.
Remember, you are gambling when you play the lottery.
For more information about healthy lottery play, you can go to ialottery.com and click on Play Smart, Be Informed.
And as always, if a gambling disorder is affecting you or someone you know, help is available 24/7 across Iowa at yourlifeiowa.org or call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
The Iowa Lottery, putting the woohoo into winning since 1985.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back into the Coach's Corner. We're going to get on the phone lines, jump in and talk some round ball, and some round ball that is getting through that hoop and off to a fast start. That is the Abbey Blue Demons. Coach Kevin Archer joining us. Coach, wow, congratulations and a really good pre-Christmas gift. The way this basketball team is playing, the way that you run into the second half of the season, into the Christmas break. Coach, just, I don't know... it's hard to find the right superlatives to put it all together, other than when you have a 30-point differential between you and your opponent, something's going right.
Yeah, it's unique. I mean, I'm not sure that we've gone into break with those types of stats before, you know. But and looking at our schedule,
yep,
before we started, we really felt like we had a chance to be undefeated going in. We didn't think it was going to be easy, but we felt like there was a pretty good chance we could be the better team in most of those matchups. And, you know, especially after that Washington win, I think we really felt like we should go in undefeated. This last Tuesday was a really, really big win at Centerville because, you know, we've struggled there in the past, and that's a really difficult place for a lot of teams to play, and especially when it's a rivalry game with us and them, and we've gone down there and stubbed our toe a bunch of times. So, yeah, I mean, 6-0, it doesn't mean a lot, but, you know, it's a heck of a lot better than any alternative.
Well, it means you get the job done that was in front of you, Coach. That's what that means, and it gives your team, I think, you have to have a great deal of confidence. In a long break, the good news is the rescheduling of that Clark game is going to be on the 7th. At least that is what I have in the schedule, and that was important to get that early, and you know that helps bring down that that lull a little bit for you. We're not going to dance ahead yet because I really want to go back to Tuesday because I thought that was a really crucial game, as you mentioned. And, you know, that rivalry aspect of it. I thought you guys did a really good job of controlling, not allowing what they were wanting to do. And a very physical ball game, really physical. And you know, to take you out of that, that would have been their game plan, is take you out of the flow you want and bring that physicality and kind of muck things up a little bit, and that's a respectful comment to Centerville as well, because that was a really well-played basketball, a really tough game. But I thought the way you guys handled that game was as important as any of the games that you've won, including that Washington game.
Yeah, I agree, because we went down there last year, and it was similar circumstances. We kind of got off to a good start and got a lead and felt good about what we were doing, and then they kind of trim it, and they get back, and they push us, and they challenge us. And I think the biggest difference was this year, we handled adversity so much better than we did last year. And I told the guys that. I thought, you know, last year we went down there and things weren't going well, and we kind of got caught up in the stuff that we can't control. You know, it was like, oh, that might have been a bad call, or that, you know what I mean? Like, things that are out of our control kind of got to us a little bit last year. And I felt like this year there were several moments in that game where we handled things really well. Like, we just went on to the next play and we battled through it. And, you know, we had Gage's injury there in the second quarter, and we were able to get him back in the second half. And, you know, Luke Wynn played really well early, and then by the end of the game, he was battling an illness, and we had foul trouble. And, you know, and Centerville's dealing with all the same things we're right. dealing with. You know, they're dealing with illness and they're dealing with fouls. But the difference, that was the difference between us this year and last year, was, you know, I felt like we handled a lot of those things a heck of a lot better than we did last year.
I just think you have also more pieces that can contribute to that, Coach, thumbing through stats, I got to watch some of the Tuesday night game traveling back and trying to watch it on my phone in the car. Not a good idea, folks, so I'm not suggesting that you want to do that as your insurance agent, But I was impressed with the way the guys played, but the depth and the number of pieces and people who, even when they're not big scoring on those nights, really contribute. But then I look at the box score and your stats, and I look at the season stats. Every person on your roster has scored. I think, Coach, and we talked about this earlier, I think that's going to be the defining part of this team is it's you're so deep and so many guys that contribute.
Yeah, and the point differential in some of these games has allowed, you know, everybody to get in. But when you look at that top 10, you know, you look at the 10 guys that we've had in the rotation, we've had all those guys contribute throughout important parts of six games. And I think the biggest thing is that it's and we've been really harping on it, you know, and we talked about it some last year. When you play 10 guys, you better have 10 guys that are willing to recognize when it's not their night, and, you know, be a distributor or find the right guy. And I just think we have a bunch of guys right now that want to win, and that's priority number one. And as long as we can keep that priority number one, as long as we're not worried about, you know, wow, I had 24 last night, or I had 24 on Tuesday, you know, I need to have 24 on Friday, you know, things that can kind of creep into 16, 17, 18-year-old kids' heads, if we can stay away from some of those thoughts. And I think we've done a good job of that so far, and that's always been something that we've really preached and talked about. But if we can stay unselfish, and it's a group of guys that really like each other, too. I mean, they enjoy being around each other, and practice. I mean, they enjoy being with each other at practice, and they hang out outside of practice. So if we can keep the important things and that the important things like that at the forefront, then all we're going to do is get better.
Coach, I'm going to do the ask you to do the one of the most difficult things to do, not very many coaches get this opportunity to do this, but to be put in this position. But I'm throwing it in it right now because Rowan Archer leading the team in assists. You know, he's here in his senior year. He's one of those guys that, and by the way, being dad, it's kind of hard sometimes to talk about it. But I do want you to talk about his game because I think of the way he physically has changed himself over the last 2 years. You really saw it in his junior year, but now you see it in his senior year. And he's a scrappy guy that's going to do all the little things, and yet he leads a team with 3.2 assists a game.
I think the biggest thing about him and probably the proudest thing for me is that he epitomizes that wanting to win thing. You know what I mean? I think he had 12 to open the season, 12 points to open the season, and he hasn't been, I think last night he had six. You know, he's been five or so every game since, and it's just, yet, and I don't know, you know, coach's kid, and you grow up and you hear the same stuff that I've said over and over and over again. You know, it's about doing your part, and it's about being a great teammate, and it's about doing what you need to do that night to help your team win. And I think he's done that every single game, you know. And I didn't really know that about the assists. I haven't got into our stats at all. I probably will a little bit over break, but just being. And I think you have to be. I mean, I think when your dad's the coach and you're playing varsity, I think you better make sure that your priorities are right. And his have always been right in terms of what you need to focus on in terms of winning games and being a great teammate. I've been pretty fortunate that he's always stopped the right way, because you know, the spotlight is on you a little bit when you're the coach's kid.
Well, Coach, another guy I want to talk about is one of your seniors, Cason Baker. And, you know, he's not a guy that's going to be jump off the stats charts, but just one of the cerebral guys. And I think about, you know, take him and Ryan Little, you know, these guys that are just, you know, good athletes. And I think about your practices, too. Because, I mean, you can put a lot in practice with the intensity you're going to get out of these guys. And you have 2 and 3 teams you can go against each other in practice. And guys that understand what they're doing,
right? And I think that's this schedule or that this has really screwed us up in terms of a scrimmage. You know, there's teams coming back on the 3rd. We're going to take some time off, so you can't really get a scrimmage unless you want to come back early and have a scrimmage before you really even get practices in. So for us to get a scrimmage in, it doesn't line up with a lot of other people's schedules. But we go 10 deep. So every practice is a really good five. We can have a really good 5-on-5 game with a couple of subs. I mean, we're deep enough that practice is super competitive. And I've been in situations where it hasn't. But so that, you know, not being able to scrimmage is not a huge deal to us because of that standpoint. But, you know, you brought up Ryan a little bit, and you talk about a guy that's just matured and grown up, and my gosh, unselfish guy, so unselfish. And I think sometimes a lot of these kids, you know, people don't get to know them as well as I do, but so impressed with the guy that he's the man that he's turning into. But so selfless and so team first, and super proud of him. And Cason, you know, we needed Cason on Tuesday. I mean, Cason was huge minutes on Tuesday, and with the fouls and Luke not feeling good there in the second half. And he's just a rock. You know what you're going to get out of Cason Baker every single game. You know, you're going to get just steady play. And Cason's that guy, too. And I've said this before, like, I'll say something in July in a game, in a certain situation, and he'll remember it in January. It'll be the same type of situation, and he'll remember what we did in that situation, and he'll bring it up. So, super, super smart kid, and another super unselfish kid as well.
Yeah, Coach, you're being a math genius as well. Yeah, when you look at Baker, and he's looking back at you, you may not have this experience. I already know he's a lot smarter than me. I mean, the kid's processed everything, right? And, and you know, he's created a formula in his head to solve all the world's problems. So here's a coach over there. You probably just look down there. Hey, Cason, what's that formula? Now, it's quantum physics that he's trying to get to you. But yeah, it's pretty good stuff. Hey, Coach, coming out of the break is going to be big. Obviously, you're going to have the other two undefeated teams in the conference play in short order. But what are you going to do over the Christmas break personally? And then I've asked Jacob, what is that one toy that's, you know, hey, the standout present, the thing that, and, you know, he's a generation behind us, and you're darn near, you know, you're a little younger than me yet, and probably by a decade, but give us a couple of those, maybe a thing that, you know, that stood out to you as a gift or one of those presents that people don't talk about today that were pretty cool back when we were kids.
Oh, like something that I received?
Yeah, or, you know, it's you didn't get it. Maybe you wanted it. That was most of my life.
Oh, yeah. I'd say it had to be the thing that I got that I didn't think I was going to get was the first Nintendo.
Yeah.
That was a big deal to me. Yeah, because I thought, oh, my dad's not letting me have this. And, yeah, kind of a surprise to get that. And that's the one that probably stands out to me is that original NES. That very first, I think it had to be the first one.
Very first.
Yeah, that was a big deal in our house.
All right. Well, what are you doing for Christmas, Coach? How are you guys going to celebrate the Archer clan?
Everybody's close. My sister's in Des Moines, so she'll come down. I think we're going to do Christmas in Ottumwa on the 28th at my mom's. And then we'll do Christmas here. My mom will come over here Christmas, and Jen's dad will be here Christmas Eve. So we'll do something here Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then catch up with my sister the 28th, and then Jen's family, Jen's sisters, I think, closer to New Year's Eve. But everything's around here, so not a bunch of travel outside of 20 miles, so that's always nice.
Well, give your mom a squeeze for us. She's sweet, and your family is so generous. In memory of your dad, you know, we have a nice place to call your games from, Coach, and so go enjoy your family, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Coach Kevin Archer, undefeated. Jacob, man, they're playing some amazing basketball. You talked about that game down in Centerville. You know, I'm trying to drive home and watching on my phone, which is not the wise thing to do. I'm just suggesting. And if you happen to have a badge and you my license plate's giving me away, dang it. You know, it's probably not happening any other time than when I was trying to watch what I thought was going to be the biggest game of the year for the Blue Demons. And boy, they, Centerville, whoa, they're scrappy and good, too. You know, and that place is hard to play.
It really was a good game, and we're glad to bring that to you guys on Albia.TV.
Yeah, Coach Billy Strickler, help him cover, and I can't wait after the break. I'm going to see if he'll let me tag team with him. I love getting on the air and calling those games and being a part of the fun that is celebrating our kids. And, man, they're doing well. Hey, why don't we catch up with the other undefeated conference there, or the other coach that is on top of the conference list? Of course, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, the lone loss for the Lady D's. And, they're an okay team this year. The Rockets, you know, number one team in the state. But the Lady D's are playing amazing basketball. When we come back, we're going to talk with Coach Katie Dykes. Then we're going to talk some wrestling. And then Jacob Briggs, as he's going through the process of his mind, picking out those amazing gifts that were part of his generation. When we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
Save big money on all your automotive needs right now at Menards. Get maximum protection for your vehicle with Menards 50-50 pre-diluted antifreeze and coolant. It guards against rust and corrosion and features an extended life coolant technology that's compatible for use in all automobiles, light-duty trucks, and motorcycles. Get everything you need for your automotive needs at Menards and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals.
High atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa. KIIC Albia.
High atop this Albia Square, Jacob Briggs. Do you ever get to have a fear of heights being up this high?
I actually do have a fear of heights.
Me too. That's at 5'7". I try to keep myself as close to the ground as possible, buddy. What a beautiful view. Look out that courtyard. And do you ever stop and... But my mic is hot. Is it hot? Or is it just my... I got my headset off. I have my headset up behind my ears, Jacob. How's that possible? I don't know. That's weird. Anyway, do you ever just drive through town and just really take in how pretty our little square is? How pretty Southern Iowa is. Sometimes we, so you can do it the opposite way. You know, I wonder how many times, that cobweb that I finally took down in the corner of our kitchen, I don't think it just appeared overnight. So, you know, sometimes you go by things and you don't see them.
Right.
Right. Well, we could be driving through this basketball season and not see what's going on, but I can see what's going on here clearly, and that is a great start here for the Lady D's, off and going. Coach Katie Dykes is going to join us. Coach, 6-1, the best basketball that I've seen Lady D basketball play, and this is like a huge statement, but going back nearly a decade, Coach, this is you guys are having a heck of a season.
Yeah, it's been really fun, Jason. Yep, and actually, I think it was some of the teams that Coach Achenbach coached as head coach, yeah. Like you said, about a decade ago, that that were kind of rivaling in quality of basketball.
Coach, this 6-1 start, an impressive week. We're going to dance to Tuesday night. I thought going on the road, Centerville, obviously. The rivalry that exists, the length, and there's a rivalries every night in this conference because it's an old rival conference, but there is something a little different about the Albion Centerville. I thought your girls just played fantastic.
Yeah, it was touch and go there right at the start of the game, but they really did play a great game, and I think it was just I was listening to you talk to Coach Archer and talk about playing at Centerville and how difficult it is to play in that gym. And it, just something about it. It's just a tough rivalry game. And they, after we got our first bucket, we were down 11-0 in the first quarter. We got our first bucket, and then we were able to get into our press and really started to kind of rock and roll. And the biggest thing with that 11-0 start was just that, we were getting some good shots up. They just weren't falling yet. And so, in those situations, you don't panic. You just let the girls do what they do, and they did.
Coach, this team, they're playing good basketball, obviously, but I see so much room still for improvement out of this team. You really haven't shot the ball as effectively, I think, as you can and will get to. You're sub 30% on threes and sub 40 on field goal percentages. Just small incremental things, and that's not a criticism because it's hard to find criticism when you're, sitting in second place in the conference and 6 wins on the season. But there's still lots of growth and room in this for this team to get better.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. That we, the better we get with our efficiency and shooting in our last two games, have actually really shown improvements in those areas, and I think we shot closer to 50% last night against Cardinal and even against Centerville in the second half and stuff. Our efficiency really improved. So I agree with you. The amazing thing is, I don't know that we've shot, 36 or 38% in games in a long time, since I've been coaching. So these girls have put time in the gym and they are really good shooters. And it's going to be fun to watch as we continue to improve and continue to just gel together to see how well they can shoot. And, the thing that we have is, they're great passers. They're unselfish. They enjoy watching their teammates be successful. And that's really, I think, will make our team better and better, game after game.
Coach, when I look at the stats lines and I look at the leaders on your team, it's in the different categories. Obviously, Olivia Sheffield leading the team in scoring, but Lily DeMoss on the rebounds. That is a complete instinctual thing because, you've all heard me coming into this. At 5'7", we're closer to the ground. She's a closer to the ground person and yet she just has a knack and a scrap of finding the basketball.
Absolutely, Lily does read the ball well, and the nice thing about what we do with our 2-3 zone, especially, is that she's on the backside of the zone normally, and so she's there to read those rebounds and to get those. So it really helps to put her in a position where she can do that. But her aggressiveness helps her so much too. She has an eye for the ball. She has that timing down, and then she has the aggressiveness to go get it. And then the great thing about that is she's our point guard, so she can start our offense and get us in transition.
That's a stat that just stood out to me right away, you know. Hey, Coach, I know you got the Christmas break. It's going to be a long Christmas break, but you're going to go right to the from the kettle to the frying pan after the break. Let's leave basketball alone for a second. You guys are celebrating with family Christmas. Where you at?
Yeah, we're down in Alabama. Yep, my in-laws live down here, and so we drove through the night. Actually, we left after the game and drove through the night and made it here about 7 a.m.
And you're on the phone with me.
Yep.
That's a dedicated coach. Well, Coach, Merry Christmas to you, and enjoy, and have a safe trip back. And it's going to be fast and furious after the break, but you got a little bit of a break here, and I think this team's best basketball is still ahead of it. This has been a fun team to watch, and I think so much still left in the tank for you guys.
Yeah, it'll be fun because we have a lot of challenges, too, left in the January and the new year. So, you know, we've got some teams that, looking ahead, will give us some really good competition, and I think it will help us see where we're at and where we want to be. So I think these girls, I agree, they just have just a feeling we haven't reached yet, and it's going to be fun to see how they come back. And I know they feel it, they're hungry for it, and they like winning. Who doesn't like winning, though, right? So it's going to be exciting in the new year.
Winning is a learned behavior, and everybody likes it, but very few get to taste it. You got six of them, Coach, and I think the best is yet to come. All right, Coach, have Merry Christmas to you, and thanks for stopping by, and we'll see you after the Christmas break. Coach Katie Dykes, and we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back and talk some lady wrestling when we come back here. Coach Helms is going to join us in the fast hour, that is. And Jacob Briggs, I can see the processor moving up there. He's going to give us those toys. Slinky. Remember the Slinky? Do you even know what a Slinky is, Jacob Briggs?
Yes, yes, I do.
He does. It's a wonderful toy. All right, timeout, coming back, wrestling on deck.
Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane. Humiston Livestock Exchange in Humiston, Iowa are the farmer and the feeder's friend, located on Highway 65 in Humiston, Iowa. Their regular sale dates are Tuesdays starting at 9:30 a.m. On Tuesday, December 24th, they won't have a sale. They wish you a Merry Christmas. Their next sale will be Tuesday, December 31st, with weigh-ups and fats starting at 9:30, followed by a regular feeder sale. Come hungry to Annie's Sale Barn Cafe for breakfast, lunch, or dessert.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
From fluffy pancakes and hearty omelets to burgers, salads, tenderloins, wraps, and much more, we serve up breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the Highway Restaurant in Albia on Highway 34. Whether it's a morning snack or a hearty evening meal, it's Albia's hidden gem. The perfect place to dine with family and friends in our open family-style restaurant where breakfast is served all day. Open Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. The Highway Restaurant, all day, every day. It's just that good.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Jacob, did you hear that ad coming into the break?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. You know what sounds good? It's one of their skillets.
Yes.
I get them every... it doesn't matter what time of day it is. You know, the Highway is a really good restaurant. I enjoy going out there. We get together on some mornings or after church and head out there, and It's yeah. What's good food?
What's your favorite skillet?
Well, the farmers, mm-hmm. right? And extra biscuit and gravy on top, sunny side up, mm-hmm. or what I call dippin' eggs. Dippin' eggs. The best thing in the world is dippin' eggs. Now, I'm just saying, you know, it's toast in the yolk. You're wondering what the heck he's talking about. Well, I want to talk about toast in the yolk. Can we talk about that after we get done with wrestling?
Sure.
I think Coach Helm may understand toast in the yolk. And Coach, welcome in. Coach Helm, let's get updated on the later wrestling program. You had a toast in the yolk moment on Thursday with the girls here. And I say this because I can't say it the right way. It was unfortunate because we had a Christmas gatherings on that night that would not let us get there. But so that was unfortunate, but I was glad to be at the Christmas outings. However, Coach, we didn't get to see the ladies in person. But man, Coach, you've had some toast in the yolk moments with these girls.
Yeah, we have. We've had a really great first half of the season, and I really couldn't be more proud of these girls.
Coach, my mic was down. I pushed the wrong button. Imagine that. Give us a breakdown of the week. And, you know, by the way, I'm going to have you give me, because I think you're at the boys wrestling. Coach Owens is Matt's side, so I won't get to talk to him this morning. But give us an update on the girls and how things are going. And then give us a little update on the guys there, too, as well, if you could.
This last week, we had a fairly light week, which was good because we've been dealing with some injuries and some illness and sicknesses kind of going through the team. But Monday, we kind of took what I would say is a huge step up in competition as we attended the Seidel tournament, which is kind of the who's who of Central Iowa. Had a lot of 1A and some really, really tough 2A schools there. Unfortunately, we only took five girls, like I said, because we've been dealing with some sickness and some injuries. But we took five girls, like I said. Sophie Heeman was the first girl that we took, and she placed sixth in a really, really tough bracket at 120 pounds. It's one of those tournaments where they don't really do any seeding. They just let track wrestling do the seeding. So the way that the matchups happened early, if the tournament had been seeded differently, we might have been able to get a different result there. But she was able to fight back from a first-round loss to get sixth place, which was, like I said, really, really good. At 120 pounds also, we had JoJo Sears. She's a freshman for us, doing a real nice job. She wrestled in the JV portion. It's really nice that tournament they have JV and varsity. So we were able to get JoJo some really competitive matches at the JV level. And she came out with a second place finish. And then we had Madden Stone at 135, a freshman, again, doing a real nice job for us. She wrestled in the JV portion and was the JV champion at her weight class. And then at 145 pounds, we had Aubrey Major. She went 1-2 on the day, and again, a really, really tough bracket. Ran into some 2A girls that were just obviously a little bit better than us at that tournament anyway. And then at 155 pounds, we had Maggie McInnes wrestled, and she went 0-2. But you know, it's one of those instances where when you step up in competition, you know, we knew that we knew what we were up against, and I was just really, really happy the way that the girls, you know, towed the line and battled and fought through a lot of adversity. So, I mean, it was a good night for us.
Coach, the break's probably going to be helpful to get everybody healthy and get back. Also give you some time to work on just some individual things. But it's going to be a long break.
Yeah. I'm so blessed that, you know, our administration kind of allows me to have a lot of say in what our schedule looks like. And we were able to rearrange our schedule this year so that the girls are going to get seven full days off, which I think is definitely needed because, you know, we need to heal up and get back to work here after a long break. But you know, we're going to get back in the wrestling room and we're going to, you know, work on some things and try and fine tune the things that we're good at. You know, try and get better at some of the positions that maybe are weaknesses. This last week, or I think yesterday it was, our regional assignments came out. So, you know, I'll be doing my homework here the next week, trying to figure out who we're going to be up against and what we need to do to try to, you know, punch our tickets to the state tournament.
Coach Waro, I haven't got to see it yet. I've been traveling now. Do we have a little bit of indicator? Obviously you do. Tell us a little bit about placement and that type of thing.
So we're going to – they have assigned us to the Central Decatur Regional. Okay. So there's 18 teams, pretty much, you know, southern Iowa schools. There's a few that they pulled in from the west, like Creston and Atlanta got pulled in. But for the most part, it's pretty much, you know, south central Iowa teams.
Well, very good, Coach. Man, it's hard to believe we're going to be talking postseason. I mean, it's incredible. It's how fast things move. But Coach, I know you're right there at the guys' tournament. How are things going for the Blue Demons this morning?
I'm actually outside right now, but when I left, we were roughing panorama, and we were ahead. I think I can't remember the exact score, but we had a couple forfeit wins that we got, and then Nate Ballard had a win at 2:15. So. Good start, anyway.
Good deal. Hey, Coach, have a Merry Christmas, and we'll look forward to seeing you after the new year. And it's just going to be put your running shoes on, which you normally don't do when you get on the mat, but it's going to be running fast.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
Merry Christmas. That's Coach Darren Helm, head coach of the Lady Wrestling Program. Zach Owen, the coach for the guys. Well, right now he's mat side, so we will leave him. And when we come back, Jacob, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll play some more Christmas music when we come back, too. I got a song or two I want to introduce all of you to. When we come back to the Fast Hour on All Radio, the Coach's Corner will return.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. As we wrap up another year, it's a great time to reflect on what makes CVC unique and how being a cooperative truly sets us apart from other utility providers. CVC is owned by you, our members, and exists solely to serve your needs. We offer financial benefits such as capital credits, we support our local communities through Operation Roundup, and with us, every member has a voice and every vote counts equally. CVC wishes you and your family a wonderful holiday season and a bright new year.
Let's talk cows. No, I'm not a farmer, but I do know insurance. I'm Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. Farm and ranch coverage protects both you personally and commercially while covering your machinery, livestock, claims, and lawsuits resulting from personal injury or property damage due to accidents. I'm Wendell Campbell, your good neighbor State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. And while I may no longer be a farmer or have a ranch, I sure know how to make sure to keep yours with the correct coverage.
Time for the Iowa Lottery's Winning Minute.
We often hear from players who love to give lottery tickets as gifts for the holidays.
And we're all for having fun and enjoying the holiday spirit. But remember that it's best to give lottery tickets to the adults on your list.
In Iowa, you must be at least 21 years old to buy lottery tickets. And we have always considered our product something to be purchased by adults for adults.
When you're making your list and checking it twice, please consider each person's age.
Remember, you are gambling when you play the lottery.
For more information about healthy lottery play, you can go to ialottery.com and click on Play Smart, Be Informed.
And as always, if a gambling disorder is affecting you or someone you know, help is available 24/7 across Iowa at yourlifeiowa.org or call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
The Iowa Lottery, putting the woohoo into winning since 1985.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Can you believe?
Jacob. You're watching me.
Sir.
And you probably... the lyrics, if you just listen to the lyrics, you right now, people would not realize I have tears rolling up in my eyes because I hear those lyrics and, man, you just, I can't help it. I think about how we're blessed, you know, these gifts and stuff. We'll talk about here in a second. And yet, really, we just forget. I hate putting we into it. It's just me. You know, every time I hear that song, I get the same emotion. You know, when it comes out of the slow open and then gets into the lyrics, glorious, you know, God with us. Man. Mm. And it makes me feel Christmas. It made me feel Christmas yesterday just being with my daughter and just having her watch her have to spend her day with dad in the car going and seeing people and knowing that I changed my whole day, which was about being with her, and yet she was willing to hold on to that sacrifice and come with me, be with me. Oh, it was good. I love the Christmas music, but I love listening to the lyrics. When you really just stop and listen to the lyrics, there's some beauty written in those. And we're running out of time. Yes, Jacob, sir. Give me the 1 minute to get our game time pump. We'll leave game time pump alone. All right, we'll leave that down. We'll get off on time. But so Jacob, tell us, you know, from your generation, what is something that stood out as, hey, this was the must-do gift? And I'll see, you know, of course, I lived them, and I probably was giving my kids those gifts.
I remember one year. I can't remember the year, but I do remember my grandparents had gotten my brother and I a Nintendo Wii.
Yeah.
It was kind of the first.
So it's been the first generation of the... you know, where the interactive game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you were playing and moving.
Right. It was kind of our first console, I want to say. But yeah, it was...
The console games, you know, they were really... Atari came out when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another one called Odyssey. And Sega.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that. But for those who are listening would know. And you wouldn't remember Evel Knievel. Oh my gosh, that was a great one. Evel Knievel came out, and the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize how crazy things were when you couldn't get the Cabbage Patch doll. You know, now I was not interested in Cabbage Patch dolls. Yes, I was, because they made you could tear them apart. They're pretty easy to tear apart. You know, so you could do experiments on them. You know, so when my G.I. Joes would attack and take on the evil giant. Cabbage Patch dolls that my sister got for Christmas. She was spoiled. But anyway, hey, folks, I want to invite you in on Christmas Eve at 7 o'clock. We'll have a Summer's Family Christmas.